The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start off with audio-described performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Well, coming up Friday, July 28th, it's An American in Paris at the North Carolina Museum of Art at 9 o'clock. This musical tells the story of an American GI who stays in Paris after World War II. He's a struggling artist trying to sell his paintings on the sidewalks of the City of Lights when he falls for the charms of a young French woman. The music and dancing are spectacular, in particular the last 17-minute ballet featuring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron. That sequence alone cost almost $500,000 to shoot. Other audio-described performances, Saturday, July 29th at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. And then Friday, August 18th, at the North Carolina Museum of Art at 8:30, Moonlight. Oscar's Best Picture depicts a rough Miami hood where Chiron struggles with his blossoming gay identity. During three chapters, child, teen, and man, and played by three different actors, he learns how to survive his drug-addicted mother, his fraught schooling, and the challenge of defining masculinity in his community. Keep in mind the Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, Theater in the Park, and some movie theaters have all committed to offer audio description for performance requested with a two-week advance notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. Let's take a look at the North Carolina festivals and events coming up around North Carolina. July 15th, we've got the China Grove Farmers Day and the Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. July 16th, City of Asheboro Summer Concert Series. July 20th through the 22nd, in Salisbury, it's Crazy Clearance, and that's both words spelled with a K, Crazy Clearance in Salisbury. July 22nd, Bessemer City Community Concert and Cruise Inn. July 29th, Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. August 3rd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 4th, the Salisbury Summer Sip, and the First Friday on the Lawn in Wilson. August 5th, it's the 7-inning Stretch Festival in Shelby. August 11 and 12, the Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 12 and 13, Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 12th, Bessemer City Community Concert and the Kannapolis Summer Concert Series. Friday's On the Front Porch in Chapel Hill, the end of the work week events held each Friday through October 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. July 14th, it's Counterclockwise. July 21st, Fireside Collective. July 28th, Acoustic Manor. August 4th, Counterclockwise returns. August 11th, Kamara Thomas and the Night Drivers. Then August 18th, Counterclockwise. August 25th, it is Acoustic Manor. And again, those events are held each Friday through October 13th. Listing for the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Wednesday, July 12th, Whitey Morgan at 8, Thursday, July 13th, The Wailing Souls with the Pure Fire Reggae Band at 9, Friday, July 14th, Galactic Empire with Danger Kids at 7, Saturday, July 15th, Cynthian at 9, Sunday, July 16th, Noah's Road to National Championship Benefit, Soul Psychedelics, Wake Durham and Friends, Lex Luthor, Haven, and Jonathan Wood Band, and that starts at 4. Tuesday, July 18th, King Little G with special guest Witty with BTR at 8. Thursday, July 20th, Jadena at 8. Friday, July 21st, Glow Rage Dimension of Color Ultimate Paint Party Tour at 9. Saturday, July 22nd, it is the Interstellar Boys. Friday, July 28th, Barris Hammond Take Time to Love Tour with the Harmony House Musicians and DJ Inferno. That starts at 8:30. And then Sunday, July 30th, Hell Yeah, with King and Kane Hill at 9. A rundown for the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, July 12th, John Pagano Band with Gang of Thieves. Thursday, July 13th, local band Local Beer, Chit Nasty Band, Downtown Abbey Band, and Michael Daughtry. Show starts at 9:30. Friday, July 14th, Signal Fire and Resonated. Saturday, July 15th, Dr. Bacon with Duck Tan. Sunday, July 16th, Dear Brother. Show is at 8. Monday, July 17th, Lone Pilgrims. Tuesday, July 18th, The Kickback and Junior Astronomers. Wednesday, July 19th, India Bravo with Arctic Blonde and the Pre-Raphaelites. Thursday, July 20th, again local band Local Beer, Primitive Ways presents Void Ward, The Astound, and Witch Tit. Show starts at 9:30. Friday, July 21st, Soul Kitchen and the Art of Cool Project present Dre Z, tribute to the music of Dr. Dre and Jay-Z. Saturday, July 22nd at Poorhouse, Laura Reed. Sunday, July 23rd, Tap Fest 2017, a benefit for the Wake County Animal Shelter at 6 p.m. Tuesday, July 25th, the Night Owls and the Savants of Soul. Show starts at 8:30. Wednesday, July 26th, Coast to Coast Live Interactive Showcase. Thursday, July 27th, local band Local Beer featuring Poinsettia, Vanguard Party, Chrome-Plated Apostles. That show starts at 9:30. Friday, July 28th, The Bleeding Hearts, The Feeds, and The Royal Knights. Saturday, July 29th, Girls Rock North Carolina Summer Showcase. Show starts at 1. And back that evening, the Poorhouse 20th Anniversary Beer Release Party and benefit for Oak City Outreach. That starts at 8. Sunday, July 30th, School of Rock. Show at 1:30. Sunday, July 30th as well, Tan and Sober Gentlemen with Black Irish Texas, and that show starts at 8. And the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Saturday, July 15th, Kalani. Sunday, July 16th, In This Moment, Half God, Half Devil Tour at 7. Friday, July 21st, G105's G-topia featuring AJR and Hey Violet. Saturday, July 22nd, Colors Presents R&B Only with DJ Prince and Jabari. Wednesday, July 26th, Magic Men Live. And Thursday, July 27th, Hillsong Young and Free, and that show starts at 7. A reminder about the Guns N' Roses concert coming up at Wake Forest University. It's set for August 11th at BB&T Field. Winston-Salem is one of only 9 stadium dates the band is playing in the U.S. Hopscotch 2017 is right around the corner. That's September 7th through the 10th. With over 120 bands over 4 days, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From large outdoor main stages in Raleigh City Plaza and Red Hat Amphitheater to intimate club shows, the festival features music in almost every genre imaginable. Rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. Approximately 20% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. IBMA's 2017 World of Bluegrass Festival is the last week of September. This is the biggest event of the year in the world of bluegrass. There's a business conference at the Raleigh Convention Center. Then the Bluegrass Music Awards Show is Thursday, September 28th at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Memorial Hall. There's the Ramble. The Bluegrass Ramble is IBMA's innovative showcase series in club venues in downtown Raleigh. With over 200 showcase performances, the Ramble is the premier platform for introducing talent and new material to the bluegrass community. Venues include Lincoln Theater, The Poorhouse, King's, Architect Bar, Vintage Church, and the Raleigh Convention Center. And, of course, Wide Open Bluegrass also features Wide Open Main Stage, which used to be known as Fan Fest. Wide Open Main Stage is the urban bluegrass music festival in downtown Raleigh that closes out Bluegrass Week, September 29 and 30. The event features Bluegrass Hall of Famers, emerging stars, and one-of-a-kind jams. You'll hear 18 incredible acts over 2 days. 1- and 2-day tickets with great seats are still available. Checking out the Durham Central Park Concert Series, concerts are held rain or shine, all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m. July 14th, it's Chris Jacobs. Rolling Stone named Jacobs one of 10 new country artists you need to know this spring. His 2016 album, Dust to Gold, snuck up on everyone, quietly announcing itself as one of the best root soul records in a year that also produced a new album from Sturgill Simpson. July 21st, the Durham Central Park Concert Series, Kaik, Vidal, and Batuki. This is a unique band that brings infectious energy and riveting dance grooves to the stage. July 28th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Description, musical gunslingers, vaudevillian hucksters, and old-fashioned tent revivalists, between heartbreaking ballads and hell-raising sing-alongs, the Cowboys entertain and get audiences involved in the show, a folk singer with the heart of a rock and roll band. August 4th, it's Grammy Award-winning Rebirth Brass Band. August 11th, the Allen Boys. August 18th, B. Steadwell. And August 25th, the Durham Central Park Concert Series, Lila Noor and the Love Riot. All right, checking out Carolina Theater's rundown for West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Friday, July 14th, it's Steve Earle, an American rock, country, and folk music singer-songwriter, record producer, author, and actor. Earl has released 16 studio albums and received 3 Grammy Awards. Tickets start at $35 for the Steve Earle concert. Wednesday, July 19th at Carolina Theater, War on the Catwalk, starring some of the contestants from Season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1. Friday, July 28th, an acoustic evening with Patty Griffin and Leanne Womack. The first quiet piano notes of the title track of Patty Griffin's new album, Servant of Love, evokes a sense of mystery. I want to live by your ocean, move by the waves no one can see. Go further into this haunting jazz-steeped meditation, and that sense turns into a spell. Meanwhile, when progressive traditionalist Leanne Womack dug into her roots, she found herself connecting harder than ever. The Way I'm Living, her first album in 7 years, earned 2 rounds of Grammy nominations, 2015 Country Album of the Year, and 2016 Best Solo Country Vocal Performance and Country Song for Chances Are. Friday, August 4th at Carolina Theater, Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. It brings the best improv comedians from the legendary Upright Citizens Brigade theaters in New York and Los Angeles to new audiences all around the country. Saturday, August 5th, it's Legends of Comedy featuring Talent Harris, Rodney Perry, and Chris Thomas. Saturday, September 9th, comedian Mike Birbiglia. Wednesday, September 20th, Drew Holcomb and The Neighbors. Monday, September 25th at Carolina Theater, indie rocker Mac DeMarco. And Friday, September 29th, country music legend Loretta Lynn. Raleigh Little Theater Rundown. Of course, the box office number, you can give them a call at 919-821-3111. Of course, the theater complex is 2 blocks west of Cameron Village. Through July 30th, The Tempest. Marooned and left to die on a remote island, Prospero can command spirits, create apparitions, and manipulate the elements. August 25th through September 10th, Crowns. This is a gospel musical, a moving and celebratory musical play in which hats become a springboard for an exploration of black history and identity as seen through the eyes of a young black woman who has come down south to stay with her aunt after her brother was killed in Brooklyn. This is at Sutton Theater. Then October 13th through the 22nd, Raleigh Little Theater, Grace for President. This is a musical. One day in class, Grace discovered that there has never been a female president. Where are the girls, she asks, as her third grade teacher rolls out a poster of all 44 U.S. presidents. Frustrated by the lack of female faces in the White House, Grace decides she wants to be president and inspires a school election. This is presented at Daniels Auditorium in partnership with the North Carolina Museum of History. Other plays this year, October 27th through November 12th, Raleigh Little Theater, Perfect Arrangement. December 1st through the 17th, Cinderella, a holiday musical classic, of course. Moving on to Duke University's Music in the Gardens series, all concerts held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays starting at 7 p.m. July 12th, Kelsey Walden. July 19th, River Wireless. And July 26th, Caleb Cottle. Summer music is back at the Carrboro and Hill Street, or Hillsboro Weaver Street markets. After hours, Thursdays from 6 to 8. Sunday jazz brunch, which is from 11 to 1. There's also Sunday jazz brunch at the Weaver Street Market in Hillsboro. Again, the jazz brunch is 11 to 1. Chapel Hill's Southern Village Concert on the Green series is back this summer. The concerts are held Sunday evenings, 6 to 8 p.m. through September. Entertainment coming up at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. Saturday, July 22nd, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. Monday, July 31st, this is a sold-out show, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Don't know if there's a waiting list in case they have some cancels. But anyway, Monday, July 31st, sold-out show, Bell and Sebastian and Andrew Bird. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. The American Acoustic Tour brings together the leading lights of contemporary Americana music for an evening of incomparable musicianship and vocal harmonizing. I'm With Her features recent Grammy winner Sarah Gerraz, Sarah Watkins of Nickel Creek, and Afi O'Donovan of Crooked Still. New York Times calls them an alliance of Americana virtuosos. The same may be said for the Punch Brothers, who music producer T-Bone Burnett called one of the most incredible bands this country has ever produced. Wednesday, August 9th at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Rhiannon Giddens. Saturday, August 12th, Superchunk with Waxahachie and X-Hex, a Merge Records showcase. Saturday, August 19th, Tift Merritt and Friends. Y'all at Dick's Park Summer Concert Series, two dates coming up. Saturday, July 22nd, performers Hammer No More the Fingers, Zach Mexico, Honey Magpie, and Your Mom. And Saturday, August 26th, Birds of Avalon, The Beast, the DeBonzo Brothers, and Brooke Hatala. Of course, we've got the Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills. These are Thursday nights at the Commons from 6 until 9. July 13th, it's the Fantastic Shakers. July 20th, Too Much Sylvia. July 27th, North Tower. August 3rd, Band of Oz. August 10th, Liquid Pleasure. August 17th, Sleeping Booty. Then don't forget the Friday Night Tribute Series returns starting August 25th. American Dance Festival still going on. It's celebrating its 40th year this year with a special extended season, which runs through the end of July. Performances will take place at Reynolds Industries Theater, Baldwin Auditorium, and DPAC, just to name a few of the venues, including North Carolina Museum of Art, Duke Homestead, and the Nasher Museum of Art. Garner Performing Arts Center in Garner, Saturday, July 15th, Motherless Child, the play. Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr., and October 20 and 21, and 27 and 28, Over the River and Through the Woods. Clayton Town Square Concert Series, Thursday, July 20th, Heads Up Penny playing rock, soul, blues, and country, opens for Kennedy Fitzsimmons playing country music. All these concerts in Clayton are free, start at 6 at Town Square. Thursday, August 17th, The Breakfast Club playing 80s music. And Friday, September 8th, The Embers, of course, playing beach music. And at the Clayton Center, Saturday, July 22nd, 2017 Women's Health and Wellness Expo from 10 until 3. July 28 and 29 and August 3 through 5, Clayton Youth Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors. Celebrate 10 years of Clayton Youth Theater as they go back to their roots, literally, and present the very first show they staged in 2007, the sci-fi musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, plus taxes and fees. Thursday, October 19th, Chicks with Hits featuring Terry Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Boggess. These Nashville star perform their guitar pull style acoustic show and come together to play your favorite hit songs from their legendary careers. Combined, these mighty musical ladies have more awards and nominations than we can count, and all are members of the Grand Ole Opry. Show is at 8. Tickets are $40 plus taxes and fees. And Saturday, November 11th, it's Kathy Mattea with Bill Cooley. And Friday, December 8th, it is the Celtic Tenors. Moving on to Holly Springs. All events start at 7:30, unless noted. This is the Holly Springs Cultural Center, July 14 and 28. And August 11th and 25th, it's Summer at the Springs. Concerts 7 to 9:30. Tuesday, July 18th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Three Fishies. July 21st and 22nd, Spotlight Theater presents Disney's Alice in Wonderland, Jr. And August 1st through the 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Green Mermaid. And moving on to Cary. Concerts in Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. And one concert left, August 12th, it's Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. The Starlight Concert Series, held Friday evening starting at 7, unless noted. This is at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. July 14th, it's Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers. And Saturday, August 5th, it's Jamrock, this series' favorite, fills the air with authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including lovers rock, oldies, dance hall, and also roots music. That's all in Cary. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.